So almost June 30, Roo.
This should be really good or really bad for us. 6 months worth of content. Here it is, our mid-year report.
It's time for the Roo and Ditts mid-year report. Halfway through the year, let's see what's a pass.
Pass.
And what's a fail.
Fail.
Let's kick it off with Roo and Ditts reading ads for our important clients.
Get your tickets now for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, Roo. They are how many percent sold? 50%.
No
50% sold.
Roo and Ditts reading ads?
Fail.
Can listeners do a better job of reading an ad?
And what do you do, Georgina?
I am a HR representative for a company called Fulton Hogan. Flat out, we're now hiring, so if there's anyone out there who has experience in a civil construction industry, seriously, whether you are a project manager, engineer, or a crew member with Asheville or Spray Seal, please pop in and see me at 1 London Road, Moreland. It is a war on people at the moment out there.
Pass.
Speaking of Triple M listeners, let's see if they are romantic.
I try to do the right thing and cook the missus a meal. When I grabbed the wrong meat, it was for the dogs and she got sick. So not popular.
Fail.
G'day, Sharon.
My husband, he got rather drunk, went to bed, and I thought, wow, there's a bad smell in the bedroom.
Oh, beautiful.
No.
I rolled over, and I rolled into number two.
Oh, oh Sharon, get to bed!
Triple M listeners romantic?
Fail.
Moving on, let's see if Roo and Ditts completed their book report.
Who's he again?
He's written a resilience project. He helps people get on top of their mental health.
The man who wrote The Resilience Project.
The guest on the show was Hugh Van Kylenberg.
He's written a book called The Resilience Project.
This fellow's fantastic. He's written the book The Resilience Project.
Did the boys mention he's written a book?
His book, The Resilience Project.
Don't forget to do your book report, fellas.
Van Kylenberg, yes, that's
right. And the book is fantastic, and you get an audiobook of it as well.
How good's the book?
He's written a book called The Resilience Project, the author of The Resilience Project.
Just don't leave the book report to the last minute.
Text from Leanne. Morning, Triple M team. The Resilience Project is by far the best book I've ever read. It's a must read.
Well done, Leanne.
It is a great book. Have you guys read it?
I haven't.
What did I read?
It's in audiobook format as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did Roo and Ditts pass their book report?
Fail.
Has Ditts offended any listeners so far this year?
What do you do, Sam?
I work for Australia Post.
Good on you, mate. Not much then.
Pass.
What do you do, Josh?
I'm a horticulturist. So I work for the council at Light Regional.
A horticulturist with the council. So you lean on the show.
Stop abusing the people
just
that come on this show.
I know where he's going, don't worry.
Leans on the shovel.
Pass.
What do you do, Blaine?
I'm a firefighter.
Firefighter.
Are you going to abuse him as well?
Yeah, he works 2 days a week, sleeps for two nights.
Oh, does wait.
Yeah.
Ditts has passed with flying colours for being rude to listeners.
Pass.
But sometimes they can bite back.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a nerd, Ditts.
What are you?
Software developer for all traders. So if you need any...
You are correct. You are a nerd.
Yeah. Oh, stop offending listeners.
Well, I'm just calling it as
what
it
would
is.
You like to call Ditts? Well, how would you describe Ditts?
Pink and grey.
Pink
and white. Pink and white.
That sounds like a galah.
You're not wrong there. Flaming galah.
Oh, like a cocky.
Ditts the cocky.
I bet you seen a cockatoo.
Now, Roo is a big Crows fan and Ditts is a Port fan. Let's see if they pass the test for being a little bit biased towards their club. First, Ditts.
You absolute rabbit! You idiot! The same umpire! You are wrong, wrong, wrong! You can't do that, umpire!
Pass.
Pass.
Ditts is biased. Now let's hear when Roo reviewed the Port 1-point win.
I'm a little bit disappointed with the way they're going at the moment, Port. Very up and down with their performance. If they were up against a decent side on the weekend, they would have been beaten, I would have thought. It's not a good sign. They need to be better than that. They got a bit to work on the power. I don't reckon you'd be happy with the performance, but not convincing.
No, not convincing.
At all.
Okay, so how did Roo see the Crows 1-point win?
Great win over the undefeated Demons. Cracking game of football. Melbourne, undefeated. On top of the ladder, come over. You've got their guns playing well. High-class game. The Crows just rose to the occasion. Unbelievable comeback.
Is Roo biased towards the Crows?
Pass.
And that concludes the Roo and Ditts mid-year report.
No wonder he decided to have this week off, the softy. Far out. That was funny. Good on you, Sammy boy.
Well done. Sammy Morrison does a great job.